We're now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Boys. Big game tonight. We'll start with the games this week, and then we'll look at the games that Gilman City played here over a holiday break. They had one last Friday and one at Holiday Hoops against Brashear. Coach, as we kind of talked about off the air, you're rebuilding a little bit. You're looking for an elusive first victory. And you never can count on anything because, you know, we both know that. But if you look at the games this week, these should be games that you can be competitive in and maybe build some confidence. Tri-County tonight, Breckenridge on Friday.
Yeah, these are definitely matchups that we need to look to take advantage of. You know, we're still trying to fight through some adversity just on our side of the coin here. We've got some kids we're going to be missing due to some grades issues. But, you know, we're gonna step up and see if we can't try and get our first victory this week somehow.
With Tri-County, you know, and I saw them at Holiday Hoops, as I'm sure you did, and you're familiar with them because, you know, they're right down the road. We talk about that all the time. What are the keys tonight to getting a victory on their floor?
Well, I think, you know, the last couple practices we've had, we've had some decent practices. A lot of the guys have been able to make it, been able to step on the floor, and we've been able to get after each other. And we've gotten to the point where we've done it just enough now where we can start to see some kids starting to think about, hey, I need to do this. And so I think it starts with our defense. The kids need to understand that where they need to be at all times, no matter where the ball is, and being able to help each other with dribble penetration, being able to help on ball reversals and on ball picks and those types of things. So it starts with our defense. If we can play some stout defense, maybe force some turnovers and get some transition points, that's going to help us huge. And then offensively, something we've struggled at this year is putting points on the boards. So we're going to need some guys to step up and either get some transition points and make it easy on us or knock down some big shots for us.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, there's a point to, are you getting good shots and they're not going in? Sometimes that happens. But a lot of times when you're struggling to put the ball in the hoop, it's that you're taking a contested shot or you're not taking the best shot that you could take on an offensive possession. Is it a little bit of all of the above that just kind of hurting the offense right now?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those deals where I remember a couple games where we should have been putting some points on the board to battle with some teams, you know, and we had some opportunities to take some transition layups. They may have been contested, but we just struggled to finish. And then, you know, you get in your offensive set, you work hard to get a shot, and you just weren't as prepared as you should have been to take it. And you don't get very many rebounds. So sometimes it can just snowball on you and everything doesn't want to go in or you can't get anything to go in. So if we can get some early transition points or we can get a guy to step up and knock down a bucket early for us, I think that'll help break the ice.
If you look at, you know, last three games, and we'll talk about this Brashear game at Holiday Hoops in a little bit, but you had a loss to Winston, a loss to Green City. Certainly we know what Winston is. Green City is a very tough team, and you lost to them pretty soundly on Friday. You know, Tri-County, with all due respect to the Mustangs, they're not Winston and they're not Green City, and we expect it to be a pretty close ball game tonight, at least a competitive ball game. How valuable is that to get your young team, and Tri-County, you talked about them in the same way, to get in a game where it's competitive in the third and fourth quarters and see how the boys react? How valuable is that for you as a coach?
Well, I mean, it's you just have to have those things. You need to be able to see that throughout the season so you know how your kids might react come late season when you need to battle late into a game in districts and tournaments. So, you know, we hope that we can fight and battle with them and knock down shots and get some defensive stops and make it a close game and possibly get a victory.
So the game that I saw your team play against Brashear, and this is going back a couple of weeks to the 19th at Holiday Hoops, you started pretty well, Coach. I was watching it going, obviously, I knew coming in that your team was rebuilding and hadn't won yet. And I thought for about a quarter and a half in that game, you acquitted yourself against a good Brashear team very well. And it was one of those deals that on the positive side. On the negative side, once things kind of went south middle of the second quarter on, the boys just, they couldn't feel like or seem like that they could get that mojo back.
Yeah, you know, that was a game where I wasn't able to be there. I was dealing with some health issues, and Coach Hoff was coaching for us, but her husband was kind enough to keep me updated during the games, and so it did sound like the boys battled early. You know, they were able to kind of hang around with them in the first quarter, but I think the tide turned when we got some guys in some foul trouble. You know, some of our key players that we count on as leaders on the floor and on the scoreboard, I think they got themselves in some foul trouble, and And when that happens and you have to set them down, then, you know, it kind of snowballs and the other team gets their lead. So it was nice to hear that they were able to battle with the team.
Yeah, I was watching that game, too, and you reminded me that that Coach Oaf took over for you that night. And you were playing really well for about a quarter and a half, and I was sitting there doing public address going, man, they're not play too well, you lose your job.
I was teasing Coach Oaf about that, too. I said, you do that very often, I'm going to end up poor.
In all seriousness, Coach, because we talked about the fact that the boys started well, and then, you know, foul trouble certainly came into it, but is there also, when you're trying to get a victory and things go south, that, yeah, it's really hard to get momentum back just because it's happened so often to the boys?
Right. You know, you kind of fall into a rut there, and you hate to see any kids get complacent with that kind of play and, you know, and get used to it, so to speak. So that's something that we have been trying to fight in practice, to fight off that idea that, you know, that's just what we are. And you know, I've been trying to beat it into our heads that we are going to get better. We just need to get in the gym and spend time together, scrimmaging each other and learning and working. So I think we've had a couple of decent practices this week. You know, I hope we get going in the right direction this month.
We talked all the way back into last month because, you know, you got Winston and Green City and Brashear. You played Winston twice. You had Pattonsburg on the schedule. So you've been tested by, you know, some teams that are just at a little bit higher level than the Hawks right now. But, you know, Tri-County's 2-8. You got Breckenridge 0-10 on the road on Friday. You got Newtown-Harris, which is a game that you can be more than competitive in at your place a week from tonight. Seeing how the boys handle the next three games, games that they should be able to be competitive in, maybe get a couple of victories if they play well, this is going to be an important stretch for your team.
It is. It's an extremely important stretch. You know, like you just mentioned, these three games are ones where we need to look to be very competitive and try and establish our game plan. And if we can do that, that'll help us turn the corner, hopefully, and go into the middle part of this month, into our homecoming week, and maybe feel some confidence and be able to battle with North Harrison for our homecoming, and then we'll get ready to roll right into the Gilman City Tournament, where we're going to have some pretty good teams in our Gilman City Tournament this year, you know, with teams like Pattonsburg and Princeton and North Harrison, and you know, we'd love to mix it up with them, so if we can get on a good roll here and start playing some good ball, it would really benefit us.
It all starts tonight with Gilman City over at Tri-County, a couple of teams that are hungry to get a boys' win. Coach, best of luck over at Jamesport tonight. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Tom.